When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
All right, it's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Tis the season. Tip it responsibly, baby. Scotty's Maryland made and amazingly smooth. You know who else is amazingly smooth? Is our buddy Joe Maloney.
Maloney
used to work for the Skins. Now he's running government affairs, I think is the appropriate term, for the American Gaming Association. What up, Joe? How are you, buddy?
Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Same to you, brother.
Merry Christmas, man. I don't know that you consume my content anymore, Joe, now that you're out of the football game. I'm just sad. I know it might still happen, but yesterday was just such a gut punch. I don't believe in any politicians. These people come to Washington with their own self-interests, and that's all that matters, and nobody cares about the people that live here.
Yeah, you've covered that, I think, reliably over the last 4 to 5 years, JP, and in your coverage of this issue specifically. And I think that is something that is extremely disappointing. If not, the way it felt yesterday was, I would describe it as devastating, because something that a lot of stakeholders that care about this community, that care about this city, that truly prize what this organization has meant for the city and its region and what RFK represents, to be at the literal doorstep, at the 1 yard line. A year ago, I was on Radio Row talking to both of you, and you asked me kind of where we are after the House voted overwhelmingly to pass this legislation. And I said, we just had a really good kickoff return, but we're still on our side of the field. And I think we described it as a B. Mitch kickoff return. We advanced the ball all the way to the 1 yard line yesterday. And I just still cannot describe how this all happened. And it feels devastating. There's still a chance, gentlemen, but I certainly can empathize and how it felt having worked on this. I can sympathize because I know what this tract of land actually means to both of you and to all the fans. And by sympathize, I didn't grow up here going to games at RFK like you did, JP, and of course, B. Mitch, you actually playing there. So I know it means a lot, and I think we all have reason to feel kind of down about this. But I know the people that are taking this on are working really hard to run to the tape.
What type of percentage chance do you give it?
I probably give it less than 10%. I think there's still a shot of getting it in, but it's one of those things, to use a football analogy. It's like being on the 1 yard line. We took a sack on second down. We took a holding penalty on second and long. We wasted precious time on the clock. Like, there's just so many things that are pushing us further and further back from the goal line, B. Mitch. All of which, by the way, are completely out of our control, right? So, but I would put it at about less than 10%. But there's still an opportunity, there's still a chance, and I know people are still working really hard to get across the finish line here today.
B, you remember the Commanders had it might have been the football team, might have been the Commanders. When they were in LA, we were all in LA, and I think they had first a goal from like the 3 with 3.5 minutes left, and they just didn't score and time expired.
Yep.
I feel like that's where we're at here. It was definitely against the Rams, it was definitely in LA. Dude, all right. So you're saying a 10% chance of happening.
Less than 10%.
Less than 10% chance of happening. Is that now or ever?
That's right now. I mean, we can have a different conversation about what happens if it doesn't get done today. But that's right now. I think the speaker obviously has to figure out how to get 218 votes in some way, shape, or form over the course of the next several hours to keep the government from shutting down.
Yeah, when does the government close? Like, how close are they to a big trouble?
11:59 tonight. We've experienced the whiplash around this for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
With these funding deadlines, and you know, the government has shut down for a short period of time. They could float something very short, a funding measure that's literally 2 weeks until they come back in January. They could do something over the 3 months. There's so much flying right now. I mean, I'm on the phone here refreshing Twitter with some of our favorite reporters that I know are also fans of the show. Apparently a meeting just ended with the House Republican Caucus, House leadership on the GOP side, and there's news of a new vote coming. But it could be multiple different pieces, and like, are we in there? Is RFK in there, right? And so I'm sure that a lot of folks that have been working hard on this issue, like Eric Flack and Sam Fortier, are trying to figure that out and let the fans know. But you know, this is pretty high stakes at this point, not just simply for RFK, obviously, but you know, for funding the government and keeping our federal workers in place, leading up to the holidays, obviously. And there's just so much transition to take place after the new year.
You know, we stop shutting down the government, just put a little clause in there. If they shut down, they don't get paid. I promise you, they'll never shut it down.
Yeah, absolutely. But JP, I think you're asking the right question, which is, you know, what does this mean if it doesn't get done? And, you know, I would offer that this is something that folks have worked on for 10 years. People have been working on this, since the Fenty administration, since the Obama administration, mm-hmm. An enormous amount of work. And yes, Dan Snyder masqueraded in and out of this issue, obviously, and that probably wasn't helpful. And then you could say the team name made it difficult in 2018 and 2019. And then, you know, beginning in 2021, when I started with the club, it was, you know, hey, like, put your head down and let's do the work and let's figure out the ways to get this done. And there's been an enormous amount of time and resources invested. And I would say, obviously, most importantly, with the mayor and her team, who have done an admirable job. And
she's got to be so pissed, dude.
I can only imagine. I mean, to be a mayor as long as she has, been one of the most, I think, the longest popularly elected mayor in this country right now, currently. To go through something such as this over this period of time has just got to just be exhausting, I would think. And but like I said, their heads are down. They're going to stay committed, run through the tape here.
Talking with our friend Joe Maloney from the American Gaming Association, longtime Capitol Hill veteran with some time in the NFL, worked on this RFK issue, now is kind of watching it from the sidelines as we all see it unfold. I have a crazy conspiracy theory, and I don't even know that I should say this, but what the hell? It's almost Christmas. I don't think it's getting done before midnight. Like, at this point, they got much bigger fish to fry. Unfortunately, I think RFK was just shrapnel in a political fallout. And I wish this thing had happened in the FAA bill I was told about 2 months ago, but it didn't because everybody sucks. but going forward, like, Trump's about to take over. He strikes me, I've never met the man, but he strikes me as a fella that likes to claim victories. Do you think it's crazy that Trump strikes me as a dude that would like the NFL to owe him a favor? Like, do you think there's a chance he gets this thing done and then, like, takes a gigantic victory lap?
So, certainly, right? I mean, if there's one thing we know about the president-elect, it's he's a deal maker, art of the deal. It is certainly... it's certainly a possibility. I can't speak to his wants and his desires around this. He's clearly, a very successful real estate investor as well. So clearly understands the real estate and economic development opportunity that would come with, a multi-use sports entertainment district here in the District of Columbia. So certainly not going to dispute what would be, I think, a really substantive working knowledge of how these types of deals come together. The construct, however, JP, remains exactly the same. And the key stakeholders, I'd argue, particularly in the House, remain the same, Chairman Comer. And he is ever more powerful and will continue to be on the House side and within the Republican caucus. So there's a world where I don't think anyone in the incoming administration is intentionally trying to throw sand in the gears right now on RFK to then claim a victory in the new year and in their administration. But Yes, you could sit from afar and certainly say that. I still like the clubs and the city's chances in a Trump administration. It's just, there's still the first article of the Constitution, which is about the legislative branch, and you still have to get a deal done with the legislative branch. And JP and B. Mitchell, you both noted and covered throughout this saga over the last 10 years, the legislative branch has consistently been a problem on this issue, and it's been just very hard to get a deal done. We literally found a savior in Chairman Comer, and we had a wonderful and participatory stakeholder in Joe Manchin, the jurisdictional authority on these types of issues in the Senate. He's now leaving. We're starting from scratch in the Senate on this now.
Golly.
You had Maryland and senators with some demand. So it's really hard, though. It's really hard to get this construct through the legislative branches, the answer.
As much as I've blasted all of these carpetbaggers, shout out to Comer, shout out to Manchin. I knew Comer's involvement. I don't know the parliamentary nonsense of all this, but at least some people had a vision for what belongs and should be celebrated by every American is a dope-ass stadium in the nation's capital 100%. That can be a source of pride for the whole country, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on. But people refuse to have vision because they're so blinded by their own ideological baloney. Anyway, I'm going to get all hot again. I've promised myself not to
care. I thought you wanted Joe to come on and talk you off the ledge.
Yeah.
You seem to be inching out.
Let me say this, and I think you guys I think have an important role here because people listen to you, and then people hear what you both share, and they act accordingly in communicating with their constituents and their elected representatives. And what I'd say is the RFK transfer, very much in line with the incoming administration's focus on reducing costs, reducing the federal government's footprint. This structure and this 170 acres sits under federal government possession and costs the federal government money, okay? You have to continually upkeep. You have maintenance. You have riparian areas that still are environmentally sensitive that we put taxpayer dollars towards and protecting, okay? All of these things are going to be taken off of the backs of the federal government and will go to the District of Columbia, who will then probably have all of these things rehabilitated and have the decrepit, rusted structure taken down with the help of private capital investment. So this as a policy is very much in keeping with what Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy will come in and begin to move forward across a variety of things in the federal government with their Department of Government Efficiency. So I think we can really, really, really hammer that nail here, gentlemen, that this is something that is very and largely consistent with the ideological viewpoints of this incoming administration. So in that sense, it's intellectually consistent.
That's what makes you, Maloney. You're already figuring out the way to sell it to the next batch of guys. I hope you're right, bro. I told all the parents to turn their radios off. I'm going to say it again. Last night was like when I learned Santa Claus isn't real. I can't believe. I think it's pretty clear what I want to happen. I can't go all in anymore. I'm running out of chips here. What last one, Maloney? This is our friend Joe Maloney. He knows how the government works. The rest of us are all just pawns. Because you worked on the team side of this thing too, what is their timeline? Like, at some point, you got a fish or cut bait here, and Maryland's only going to sit there with $500 million or whatever the offer is. I think Westmore's playing this brilliantly. Like, hey, we're here. We got a bunch of cash. Happy to build you something dope. I think what is the team's timeline where eventually they're like, we can't deal with these freaking politicians?
I think that it's all about right site, right place, right deal, right package. And I think you're exactly right. I think the governor, Governor Moore has been patient. I think the Maryland political establishment has said the second you are ready to have a serious conversation, we are ready. There is political alignment. I mean, let's be honest, JP, 2 days ago, I think a city council member was on your station saying, no way, stadium here. That doesn't exist in Maryland. Yes, there are probably pockets in Maryland that would oppose public subsidies for a stadium, but there's going to be a very handsome package put on the table. And I sort of soberly and dispassionately did work with the club. It wasn't my job to care about where the stadium ended up. It was just trying to preserve optionality for Josh when he arrived. I think the timeline is short, to answer your question, JP. I think they want to get into a new stadium as quickly as possible. I think it hamstrings the organization from a revenue standpoint, from a business standpoint. And I think there is a very willing and able dance partner with a great site, a great parcel, and probably a great package. Yep. And let me just say this. Whatever Josh and Co. built, Mitch, Mark, everybody, whatever they decide to do, it is going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. It is going to be SoFi on steroids. It will be an absolutely fabulous, fantastic place to watch a football game, so long as it's not in Dumfries. It's going to be amazing. So keep that in mind, really, because I think Maryland becomes ever more attractive, because I don't think this is going to get any easier in terms of RFK transfer if it doesn't get done in the next 24 hours. I think this whiplash is just going to continue over and over again.
Well, he said he wanted to know something by the end of the year. He don't get it by the end of the year. Blame yourselves.
They might not go home with the hottest girl at the bar, but there's still plenty of good-looking girls.
They got enough money. They can get the hottest girl still, Jay.
Not touching that one here before the holidays, gentlemen. You know,
Landover will never be RFK, but it doesn't mean Landover can't be dope. Joe, thank you, brother. Have a very Merry Christmas, man. I appreciate you trying to – you're trying. I might just be broken on this topic, but you're trying, and I appreciate that.
Okay. Hey, thanks, gentlemen. Have a wonderful holiday.
All right, Joe. Take care, brother.
Take care.
It's our guy, Joe Maloney. It sure sounds like Landover, B. When we come back, good news. This might actually walk me off the ledge. Greg Rosenstein is a reporter for NBC News on a national level, and he does sports all over the country. And he and I talked about this a while back. He did a story on, hey, fans are flocking back to the burgundy and gold because they see an organization that they can love again. Let's bring some love into our hearts in this Christmas season. Nobody go anywhere.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6-7 The Fan. It's been kind of a, I don't know, maybe not everybody reacts the same as I do. The RFK news is tough, though. If you're a real one, you understand the RFK news is tough. So I think this is a great time to bring up a story that Greg Rosenstein wrote for NBC News. Greg joins us now. You can give him a follow at G Rosenstein, R-O-S-E-N-S-T-E-I-N. Greg, what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, how's everybody doing? Thanks for having me on.
Good, brother.
Thank you for joining us. I want you to explain the story you wrote and kind of when you thought it was of relevance.
Sounds good. Well, I'll start by saying, first off, I'm from the D.C. area. I grew up in Annandale, Virginia, and I grew up a D.C. sports fan, especially of this team. And I think for a lot of people around my age, I'm 36 years old, I think anyone 40 or younger has mostly seen depressing seasons their entire life, and they've also dealt with a lot of negativity off the field with this team. And I had this idea a couple months ago, once the Commanders had such a strong start to the season, and everything involving Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn and the new ownership group, and just about how life has basically changed for everybody. Yeah. I think no matter what happens this season, the fact that they're where they're at right now, doing it with who they have on the field right now and in the executive suite, I think everything has basically changed. It's just been a completely new franchise for a lot of fans. So when they, especially coming off of that Hail Mary play, I think fans have just done a complete 180 from where they were even a year ago. And I wanted to kind of touch base with fans of the team and see, you know, if that renewed hope was actually there. And after talking to a lot of fans, including people like the actor Jeffrey Wright and the TV host and chef Eddie Wong, and I led my story with Peter Rosenberg, the TV host and radio host you guys had on yesterday, I think a lot has changed, and they admitted to it.
Yeah, so I read the story. Is it out yet?
Yes, it is out on NBCNews.com.
Okay. You should tweet it out, dude. I went to your Twitter page looking for it, and I couldn't find it.
I'll Greg was cool. You know, it's only 8:30 out here in L.A. I live in L.A. now.
Are you trying to wake up?
Wake up, dude. Get some coffee. Greg sent me a draft or an advanced copy, whatever you want to call it, and I got to read it. And I love that it opened with Rosenberg telling the story of ducking out of his wife's baby shower, which is a story he told us yesterday on air. Greg, I don't know if you know this. I grew up with Peter. We went to high school together. We went to middle school together.
Wow.
And I do think you were able to talk to kind of these celebs. I mean, Jeffrey Wright is winning Oscars and stuff now, and he's very clearly a Skins fan. And it is so dope to see the excitement coming back. What about just like in your individual life, like your dad, your friends from Northern Virginia, how different are those conversations?
I think things have changed a lot there too. I would say, you know, some people in my friend group from, say, high school has stayed with this team over the years. And then there have been a few people who I would say grew up a Redskins fan, Commanders fan, but in recent years has kind of said, you know what, I could be maybe doing something else with my Sunday, mm-hmm. or they'll tune in and it matters, but doesn't matter, you know? And I think just in terms of like group chats and people talking to me about this team, people are just a lot more invested than they maybe were before. I think wins and losses actually matter for the first time in what feels like decades.
Yep.
And yeah, I mean, I just think like in terms of how much people care, it's actually risen a lot among like just, you know, random fans, especially friends of mine.
Would I be wrong to say that once the ownership changed people's mindset, they were open to a new possibility?
Yeah, I think that's the main thing. I think with Snyder, you always felt like you had these extra weights on you and you can never seem to be at the same point as any of these other teams. And I think once he left, a lot of those fans that maybe were kind of tuning out the team a little bit, I think they were like, you know what, I can come back. There actually might be hope for this team. You know, the new ownership group might actually take somebody like Adam Peters, who is a highly regarded general manager, and put him in charge of this team, you know, make smart decisions. I think people do finally see that hope. And I do think also with Snyder, you know, we all dealt with the lackluster product on the field, but at the same time, we had so many negative issues off the field that people just felt, I think, kind of gross rooting for this team. I talked to multiple fans who kind of said, you know, I just could not support this man, you know, between the name change, between some of the horrible things he's done over the years, like charge fans to go to training camp the first time that's ever happened, you know, have seats with pillars blocking half their view and everything going on with the stadium. I think like once he left, there was just the idea that we can completely start fresh.
Totally agree. Talking with Greg Rosenstein here. Check out Greg's Twitter profile and his latest piece on Commanders fans coming back. In your reporting Were you the name? There are like this group of diehards that I think a lot aren't even Skins fans that care about the name. But like, did the name come up at all as a factor? Because I think new ownership, new leadership, new quarterback, winning ball games, and oh, by the way, Dan's gone is such a recipe.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're just talking about, you know, the original Redskins name, I think that's pretty divisive in the fan base. Some of the people I did talk to just felt that, you know, because it was considered a racial slur, that they did not want to get behind it. And once it changed, at least they had a little bit more of a better feeling for this team. I know some people don't agree with that, but I am curious what's going to happen, because I think there was a lot of talk about Josh Harris not mentioning the name, the Commander's name, at his opening press conference and only saying Washington, and whether that sticks too. Because, like, you're right, like, just winning kind of solves everything. And I do feel like with Jaden Daniels in here doing what he's doing, if the team ends up, you know, all of a sudden being a perennial contender, at least for the playoffs, like, I don't know if they would change the name. I feel like maybe people, I know a lot of people don't like the Commander's name, but I also think that they like winning. And if the team name is connected to winning, I just think maybe it would stay. Do you guys, what's your take in terms of like whether this team name could actually stay because of it?
I don't know if it'll stay or not, but I agree with you when it says, you know, people like to talk about names once they're gone. But when you really are winning a football, you care about the players on the team. They make you love the name. And I've said this the whole time. You know, if this team starts winning, you're going to start loving more players. If the Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin keep coming, you're going to start loving those guys. You're going to love whatever name is on that damn helmet. You have to win with it. But ultimately, I believe this name here still has the Dan Snyder stench on it. And I think that's where a lot of people really want it going.
Yeah, no, I would totally agree with you on that. And I think there were also a couple botched moments. I remember when the name was unveiled and some of the earlier... Yeah, exactly. There were tons of little things early on where you were like still questioning everything about it. And I know people don't love the name. So, I mean, I think it would be an amazing thing if Josh Harris and Magic Johnson and everybody here decided to change the name to something that actually fans want to care about. And then if they could somehow pull off the RFK situation, I think that would bring everybody back from no matter what generation of a fan you are for this team.
Totally. Now, do you get any feedback on RFK looking basically dead?
I have not heard anything about it. I've mostly been focused on just like fan and the community situation here. I think a lot of fans, if you ask them, would want it there. I think it's actually kind of crazy if you think about it. I mean, JP and B-Mitch, I know you guys do this all the time, the go to the training facility and go to Northwest Stadium. Isn't that like an hour and a half away from each other? I mean, I think that's pretty crazy right there.
Oh, easily, dude.
I mean, I remember hearing Jonathan Allen talk about when he got injured, he was sitting in his car for an hour and a half trying to get home from the game earlier this year. And it's just like, I don't know. I think fans want the stadium back in actual D.C. I think RFK Stadium was just the place for many people as like many people as a kid growing up in the area rooting for this team. Jeffrey Wright was talking about how, you know, some of his best memories as a kid was just like the rumbling of the stadium and going with his mom. His mom had season tickets from 1970 to 1999, or sorry, to 2009, and how like that was the biggest memory. Those were the biggest memories for him as a kid. I think everybody would love if it got back there.
But see, I think everybody have to understand this: the practice facility and the stadium have never been in the same place. You still have to ride to D.C. and you're dealing with traffic. You're going to spend a little time, which means we were winning so much, nobody cared about those things. They only care about them now because you're not winning,
right?
You know, and to be honest with you, that where it's at right now, it seems to be they put it in the absolute worst possible place for traffic. You'd think it would be easier with 495 right there. You know, you got Landover Road right there. All those different things. But still, the traffic getting in and out of there is horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I do think the stadium does matter, by the way, for some of these fans who, like, want to attend games. I mean, I think people just hate the fact that, you know, a railing collapsed a couple of years ago, almost hurting the other team's starting quarterback and hurting multiple fans. And the fact that raw sewage was spilling out and it's just an old stadium.
Hey,
it's
they're not, very like, clear like, that it was not raw sewage, Greg.
It was very upset.
It was just water. It was just water, all right? It definitely wasn't poop water.
All right. We'll take them at their word. But I do think a new stadium would also go a long way, because I think a lot of fans, even though the new ownership group has worked to change things, and you go to obviously way more games than I do, it just feels like the fan experience has improved, but it's not what it could be when you get a brand new stadium.
Totally. Hey, Greg, I appreciate you coming on, man. Thank you, and enjoy reading your work.
All right. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Greg Rosenstein, sports editor for NBC News. Give him a follow at G Rosenstein. When we come back, we got some real positive injury news coming out of Ashburn. Nobody go anywhere.
Oh, boy. I hope it's what we think it is. But, hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every Friday night, FanDuel is giving all customers a bigger payout on select NBA first bets. First bets lets you get in on the action from the opening tip. You can bet on everything you like who will score the first basket, which team will be the first, which player will score the first 15 points, and so much more. And best of all, you don't have to wait the whole game to see if you won. Just look at Friday First in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to claim your Friday First profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, B. Mitchell Philly, 106.7 The Fan. And this time, every week we get a new song from our big head friend, Jeff Walker. And Jeff has another one to drop today. So, Jeff, take it away.
Yeah, it's crazy because this song, I'm not going to lie, I actually made this song yesterday because I just could not come up with a chorus. But Drew Cohen came in, and when he spelled the F-U-E-A-G-L-E-S, you got to say it fast because I can't slow those first two letters up. When he said it, I was like, oh, that's what it is right there. Even to the point where I was at the studio last night, and I called Landfill, and I'm like, yo, can I say this over the air? He was like, you probably shouldn't. So I tailored it a little bit, and here it is, week 16.
Squad, attend hot. It has been brought to my attention that the Eagles are flying in to attack us.
What?
There are a lot of haters.
Yeah.
Naysayers.
Yeah.
Saying we can't defeat them.
What?
But you know what I say to that?
What?
To the Western birds, gonna get skit. Trying to make the playoffs and they playing without rent. Get another win, we closer to the six. Jaden throw the deep ball, McLaurin don't miss. 1,000-yard season, and it came quick. Defense, this is it, hit him, don't whiff. We got Marshawn, AJ can't bully him. Gotta make a play. You know what the saying is, any Sunday. So why it can't be ours, we've been putting in the hours. Let's go get a signature win and beat the Falcons. I feel it in my heart, I believe we can achieve. I know my ex and my chat fam can agree. And let's go shock the league, when I last three. A 12-win season sounds immaculate to me.
Pretty much get the message, man.
I like it, dog.
Yeah, dog. Bleep the Eagles, bleep Philly, bleep Brotherly Love, bleep the Bell, bleep Rocky, bleep Donovan McNabb before he came here. Bleep that part of Brian Mitchell's career.
Damn, Jeff.
What else? Bleep cheesesteaks. I'm going to say it forever and ever. Steak and cheeses are better than cheesesteaks. I'm standing 10 toes on that. And that's just how I feel, man. We're going to go out here. We're going to shock the world. We're going to – Philly going coming to the Northwest Stadium. And you know what Jaden and Bobby and Marshawn and Luvu and Badass and everyone, we're going to put out cleat on their esophagus. We're going to step down.
Lift up slowly?
No, we're not even going to lift up. We're going.
I'm saying you lift the other foot up and you put all the weight right there.
Yeah.
Cut the wind off, dog.
Yeah, twist it in their neck and they going to walk out. Hopefully nobody fall over the bleachers. Like, hopefully no poles don't break. Bleep you, Philly.
I wish you could put out a whole line of all these songs and you don't have to worry about taking out words you want to put out there.
So the tape is coming. We're going to do something. We're going to do something special.
We can have the kid version and we can have the adult version.
Week 18, we're going to release it. But then I'm going to get some physical copies made, too, because this is the first season that I put it out. I got you. Yeah, I send you an autograph, too.
I don't want that.
Dang, you don't want my autograph? That's crazy.
Nah, that's all right.
That's crazy, bro. That's the first of many. You got to get the autograph, bro. I got you.
I take songs.
Nah, bro, you got to get it. You know, I'm going to get one on vinyl just for you. I'm going to have my face on it. So whenever you walk down in your basement.
If you put your face on it, I might throw it away.
Whenever you walk down in your basement, I'm just going to be cheesing.
Nah, put your face at the bottom of the album. So every time I put it on, I have to see it. But nah, Jeff, that was good, man. I really like that. You know, and I like the little military aspect you threw into there, you know.
Thanks, man.
Hey, listen to me, dude. I'm not going to lie. You're talented. And you know, I don't give a lot of credit to many people. I'm giving a lot of compliments. You are talented.
Thanks, bro. I
just need to listen
that.
More often.
I got you.
You don't like to listen. Jeff, what you thought about the song, Landfill?
I was great.
Wow, that's very exciting. I was great?
Yeah, it was great.
And that's Brian, right there. Brian, you like the song?
Yeah, that's Brian. Welcome, Brian.
Got another Brian in the house.
He got to get his headphones
Brian
on.
Brian got to stand up to talk. His head. Brian, how often you worked at radio? Like, the headphones not plugged up. He didn't have his mic on.
Hey, they was already giving Mike a problem in the chat earlier, too. I meant Brian, not Mike.
Was it a good song? You like it?
Yeah, I didn't really agree with the bleep the cheesesteaks part, but everything else is good.
Brian, like, hold on, dog. You messed with my damn food. What's going on here?
Yeah, I've been known to tear up a good cheesesteak, so I don't know what that's about.
Have you ever had a steak and cheese?
I think it's the same thing, really.
No, it's not. Philly don't season their beef. That's the only problem I have with cheesesteaks. They don't season their beef. They just throw the beef on there with the onions and the cheese sauce. Where the season at, bro?
I've had some that was seasoned, but I don't know.
B. This is what we're going to do.
You want me to forget about that part of my life?
Yeah, bleep that part.
This weekend, I will.
Except for the family aspect, but as far as you plan for Philly, bleep them.
All right, we're going to take this quick break here. When we get back, we're going to do a crosstalk. Hugh Douglas and Joe, is it how you pronounce Joe's last name? Well, Joe G. We're going to talk to them. Crosstalk, Philadelphia and Washington. Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.